Okay, I'm on live now. Hello, this is Kavando. Test. Let me get this on. Okay, happy holidays, everyone out there.
Okay,
it's
now that should.
December, and now 5:32 p.m. here on the east coast of the United States, and this is Kavando coming at you on supernetradio.com. We're semi-testing and doing a speak about here, see how many people we can get listening. I got Lutz on the line here on Skype. We're going to talk a few things between us and talk about SuperNet and what's been happening. And all right, that's the way. Let's get some messages out there. We'll see if we can get any listeners. This is the first time for us. You know, we've done working sessions, Lutz and I, over the last few months that we've been here. So just a quick thing. Lutz and I met on a VeraCoin hangout earlier this summer when I had started VeraCoin Radio. VRCradio.com and the
I'm not hearing it at the moment. Hold on a second. I see you're live. Oh, yeah. I hear me. Yeah. Yep. There's a latency. There's about a 10-second latency.
To get involved with SuperNet, and then Lutz came up with the idea of SuperNet Radio instead of VeraCoin, because it gave us more to talk about that. And then, about a day and a half later, he came up with the SuperNet Radio Network, which is, he's talking now like 50 websites, all with broadcasting capabilities, are going to be part of SuperNet Radio when we eventually launch. So that's what the deal was, how SuperNet Radio Network and SuperNet Radio got launched. And wouldn't be any of this if it wasn't for Lutz and his incredible work ethic. He works a full-time job, and then he's, I think we've got 16 or 17 sites that we could click on right now that are all ready to go. But again, we've been premature in the past with the radio stations. We wanted to get, we got a VeraCoin on a little bit premature, and then we also we switched over to SuperNet Radio prematurely because of the ICO. So we wanted to cover the ICO live, and we did that, and we were on for, you know, a couple of 4 or 5 weeks, and then I had some personal difficulties with illness that kept me off the air. But we're not dead. We're pacing ourselves now and getting everything right. And when we come back on, we're going to be ready to roll. So so listen. Let me turn you over to Lutz. What do you got to say for yourself, there, bud?
Ed, same old. Just hanging out, having a good time, having fun playing with this crypto world.
Is that all you got to say, man? Come on.
Trying to make some money.
Well, that's what we're all trying to do. That's what we're all trying to do. Now, speaking
having
of
fun coding.
Yeah, now speaking about money, we were just talking about this beforehand, and I want to get it straight in my mind now about the JL777 HODL.
Right.
And did you send me that link you were saying? Is that, where is that, on Skype?
Oh, yeah, I sent you the link, yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me get on that chat. Why don't you explain to the people what's going on with that and what that it's an asset on Next, correct?
Yeah, we're actually, it's a Liberty now could probably explain it a lot better than I can. But
well, where the hell is he? Let's get him on here.
It ends eventually.
Yeah.
And it follows some type of nav. So all the assets that James has, or SuperNet in general, and James, they're all like in one. It's really hard. I'm really not good at explaining it, but it's like the total value of all of the assets in this one stock, and or it's not really a stock; it's an asset.
Oh yeah, but, don't say stock, man.
Yeah. I think James has something big for it. Personally, I think he's gonna do something, you know, to make it move. No, so I bought a few more.
Well, let me read this. This is off of that link that you just sent me. And it includes, it's got some really good graphs on it. Yeah, this next is, I find next itself to be a complete and professional looking and acting platform for the next assets and the use of next coin and. It's just the perfect venue for SuperNet. So on this one, he says the JLH portfolio. Now, who wrote this? Let me see. Doesn't say. This is done by the next people. Doesn't have an author. And it says JL77 HODL abbreviation JLH is the first and biggest portfolio of assets on the next platform.
Yeah, so I think every you know, like they got 10% of Vericoin in there. They got 10% of you know, all these coins, and that's the asset that holds them all. They're all inside that.
Yeah, it was created on 17 May 2014 by JL777, and it calls, that's James, by the way, and it's called. And he's got in parentheses, an active and respected member of the community and creator of SuperNet. Well, that's an understatement right there. That guy is unbelievable. From the beginning, JL777 has been including in the portfolio a proportion of his new ventures, 5 to 10% of them, and some of the assets he receives from promising companies. The intention isn't to trade the assets, but instead to hold them in the portfolio permanently or almost, except in rare and special cases, no assets will ever be sold. Some of the revenues generated by the portfolio assets in 2014 was invested in the acquisition of new ones, but the main part of the portfolio consists of assets which have been added by JL777. And then it shows, I did take a look at this. You can actually go to the and look at the actual composition of the portfolio, which is pretty interesting, and this has goals and stuff. Maybe we could post the link to this up on the SuperNet Radio site right now, Lutz. What do you think?
Yep, doing it as we speak.
Okay.
So think about it. You got all these Vericoins. If you were to stake them, you know, they would probably produce a nice amount of profit. You know, and same thing with the other coins that are similar like that. So, you know, there's profit being made just as they sit there. You know, and, you know, it's, I mean, if he, I believe he's going to give them out as dividends, those profits now.
Well, that's what's strange. I mean, the thing about, like, take these charts right here. It shows that, and again, the net asset value is the basis of valuation of JLH. And a net asset value is basically you take all of the assets that are in the portfolio, and you add them all up and divide them by 10 million, because 10 million is the number of assets that when the asset was created, that was the number that what they call the float in regular financial terms. So there'll be 10 million that are available, and you divide 10 million into the total.